Yuma Perches Mishnah Beis. Here in this Mishnah, we have the big principle, the Chiddush, of the Issur Achil on Yom Kippur. It's not the only time that you're not allowed to eat. There are all sorts of things over the year that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat Basar B'Cholav, Nevela, Treifis, or Machol Sasuris. But we know that as a klal, the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Geder of an Achila, the Shir of an Achila is a Kezayis. Less than a Kezayis. It's certainly not Osir, Malkis, Chorus. Chatz Yishir, Machlok Samiron, we pass in Chatz Yishir Osir Minat Torah, like we said in the previous Mishnah. Here the Gemara says that since the Torah doesn't say Loi Soichal, there's no Isra Achila, the Isra is Kichol HaNefesh HaShe Loi Si'una. The Gemara says the Shir of Inui, being Ma'una, being fapainikt, diminished, suppressed, because of Iachila, won't be an achil of a kezayis. The shear will be a koseves. More accurately, in the Mishnah, koseves hagaso. Koseves hagaso is a bigger dried tomor, and it's a little bit less than a kebetza. So it's 1 point, almost 2 kezayisim. So it's quite a bit bigger than a kezayis, and that's the shear of achila. We'll point out in that context, a very fundamental machloikis. If the Torah doesn't say achilo, and the shear is not bekezayis, the shear is only how much would it take of eating to be not meuna. So maybe if a person is being fed through intravenous, through IV, that's also called loisuna, it's also called a bitl of inui. If a person needs IV on Yom Kippur, is that the raisa, a bitl of... It's like everything else. Of course, he's allowed to, but he'd be allowed to eat also. Is that bechlal? So that the poskim have an arichus. The shaila, obviously, that wasn't discussed 300 years ago. They understand that when it says loisuuna, it doesn't mean any oifin. You can make up your own oifin of loisuuna. The same way in Mishnah Aleph we had that it's only an achiladika loisuuna which creates the chiv karis. The other inuim could be a derabonon, or maybe a few of them are deraisa, but certainly not any inui. The Gemara has avamina. Maybe a person has to stand on nails the whole Yom Kippur davening. He should be muuna. So chazal have their kabbalah. What goes into the teres loisuuna? Something which is not achila at all is certainly not a violation of being muuna. It's only derech achila. That, l'chor, is the consensus of the poskim. There is a mokim, however, lodun. What about achila shaloi kederech? Achila shaloi kederech, the reason why normally an achila of nevela, if it's completely spoiled, or if he eats it scalding hot that it burns his throat, the reason why there's no malchus on eating a kezayis in nevela b'chiyai gavna, is because that surah of a shaloi kederech achila is not called achila. The Torah is loy soichal kol nevela. But over here the Torah doesn't say soichal. So Shagasai's Mechadish Shaloi Kederech Achila will be Oivan Yom Kippur. If a person has Shaloi Kederech Achila, completely spoiled, rotten food, a kebetza, he's Chayiv Karos, Rechmanu Litzlon. In Rambam Shteit Mufurish Nishtazoi. That means that the Rambam holds that it has to be an Achila. It's only the shear of the Maisa Achila, which is not bound to the normal rules of a Kezayis. Shagasai holds, no, Shaloi Kederech Achila, but let's say, like we said, in IV, even the Shagasai will be moited. The poskim are mairich on it over the last 100 years. But the consensus is that it has to be somewhat akin to achilo. It's just the oifin and the tsura and the maisa doesn't have to be a regular maisa achilo, but it has to be something that has to do with achilo. Getting IV is not called achilo. Ha'oichu kekoseves hagaso, kemoyo ukegarinoso. Mishnah is telling us how to compute the size. It's you take a koseves and there's a hole in the where the pit is. There's also ear space. You have to compress it without the ear space, but with the garin. You can't flatten it. That would be too small. It has to be that includes the garin, the pit. Vashoisim aloy lugmov. Here as well, the normal ma'aseh shtiyah is a revis. Over here, the amount of drinking which is considered a bittle of in a state of meuna is maloy lugmov. Maloy lugmog means that if you have liquid in your mouth and you would put it to the side, that the cheek would bubble out. That, by the way, is a chumrah because it's less than a revis. Now it's interesting. The Tzadik brings a cheshbon based on the Gemara. L'chayr the shir of inui, being that it's not the shear of the standard Maisa Achila, should be taller kol echad ve'echad. Right? If a person is 8 feet tall, he's going to have to eat more than somebody who is 4 feet tall. Afilo hachi, no. The shear is one standard shear, like a regular Maisa Achila is a gazayis. Over here, the shear for everybody of being not ma'una, of being mevatel, a state of inui, will be a kesevis, a chiddush. But in shtir, the Tesiyant brings from the Gemara, that Malalugmav will be very individual, will be taller than the person's size, cheek size. That's tali kol echad ve'echad, azay shteit in Gemara. What the rationale behind that is, we don't know exactly, but azay shteit. Ha'ichel kol ha'acholin ha'mitztarfim la'kesevis. If a person would eat two types of food, they're all mitztarif to the shear of achila. V'chol ha'mashkin mitztarfim la'mitztarfim. A little water, a little bit grape juice, a little bit orange juice, it's all mitztarif. However, ha'oichel v'shoysa ein mitztarfin. Achilu shtia is two different maisim. Even though they're both creating the same effect of bilti mu'una, you wouldn't say that a person would be a little bit less fapainikt if he had a half a kazayis of food, and he'd be a little bit less fapainikt if he had a sip of orange juice, so both together. No. Achilu shtia sef kazayis is two different maisim. Each one has its own function. Food does one thing, drink does something else. Therefore, it has to be a full maloy lugmov, or a full kikoseves to be considered the iser, the full iser. Mishnah Gimel, ochal v'shosa behelam echot. This is really a hemshich of sugis hashas in krisus. The klal advarim, which you also have a lot of in the beginning of klal gadol and Shabbos, goes like this. If a person were to be over on a bunch of different isurim that would be mechayev a korban. For instance, a person eats Nachmanalson, he eats a kazayis of chelev, he eats a kazayis of chometz, and he eats them all really in the same brain fog that's causing him to forget one, causes him to forget the other. Each one is a separate shekig. Each one's mechayev a separate korban chatos. What happens if he eats a bunch of kazayisim of chelev in the same haloma, in the same, whatever the mental glitch over here was, or he didn't know what it was? Somebody gave him a sandwich to eat, and he ate a bunch of times. Not even, by the way, not even that he's eating it in one go, one sandwich. He stops, he eats the next day, he eats, takes a little bit more out of the fridge, it's on a platter, and he eats a little bit more the next day. But it's all b'haloma achas, so he's chayv only one. What happens if there's a zman shohus, if there's something that would define that each eating was defined by a different mental mistake? It was something else. Shabbos discussed it from Shabbos to Shabbos. Each one might be a different halacha because most people know days of the week. If a person has a platter in the fridge, he didn't know what it was. L'chari, even if he ate it over a week, it's all the same mistake. He was delivered a platter. He thought that it was shuman and it's chelev. L'chari, that's all one halacha. So if there's a definition of how yediyah between each one's considered, each achil is considered a separate halacha. In that vein, says the Mishnah, Ochal v'shosu v'helem echod, they're both one thing. They're both a bilti mu'una. Even though we learned in Mishnah Beis that the Maisa Achil and the Maisa Stia are not mitztarif, they're two different Maisim, but in terms of Haloma, they're both together. They're both Lemaisa, a state of bilti mu'una, Va'avadati is Hanefesh, they're both the state of Ibud Nefesh, which is Mevatel, the Mechayiv of Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's one Haloma and Echayiv Alechatas Achas. However, both of them are the chorus, but they're two different things. They're not as far away from each other as one would think. It's very interesting. The Rambam in Halachos Yom Kippur, he puts the halachos of achila, of fasting, the way all the inuim of Yom Kippur, it's called Hilchos Shvisas Osor. It's a chelik of Shvisa. Shvisa normally refers to cessation of work. Not doing malacha. Shabbos, Yantar, we don't do malacha. That's shvisa. The not eating is a shvisa from physical activity, from inyoni haguf. So they're not really so far conceptually from each other. Afil hori, it's two different things. So memela ochal v'osu malacha, chayv shtechato, it's two different halomis. Ochal acholen she'enen ru'uyen la'achila, v'shosa mashkin she'enen ru'uyen l'shtiyah. He eats something which is completely something nobody would eat, but even where it would be disturbing to eat. He drinks something which would be completely disturbing to drink, it would make a person gag. Or he drinks tzir, is like liquid, very concentrated sauce. When you cook meat, there's something left at the bottom. It's very kind of, you drink that. You can't drink that itself. You can use it as gravy in the meat, but you can't drink it by itself. It's very thick and it's very intense. Muryas is very bitter. The idea is the same idea. These are things that a person would gag on, would spit up. We wouldn't be able to eat it all. The halach is potter. We mentioned in Mishnah Beis, the Shagasai, that holds that achila on Yom Kippur, even if shalai kedech achila, you'll be chayiv. So the Shagasai says, so why does the Mishnah have to say over here klal? There's a klal b'chol ha'tayu kulu. Every achila in the world has a klal that ochal akvita sheinu ruya is not called achila. Teretz is, because over here, b'etzim wouldn't be pointed out, it's the klal b'chol ha'tayu kulu, that's not derech achila. You need a separate point here. These things are so disturbing, and they would make a person so tzerut of it, that it doesn't create a bitl of inu bichlal. It has to be a inu dika hezba. It's not the standard shaloi kederech achil over here. The raya and the shagasai is the shtaka raya. We said the Rambam is mufush not that way. You have to know what to do with the raya. Poskim discusses the whole seven divri cheskel on it.